Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
So two things about what we're going to be presenting in this week's podcast. Mm-hmm. The first thing is we're going to, the topic is going to be all about psychology and the news. We're going to talk about different things that have been going on where psychology plays a major role. Mm-hmm. The second thing is Dr. Marshall sounds like Barry White.
I do. I don't know why. Yeah. Got up this morning and had this great baritone.
It's fantastic.
Voice, and I'm ready for the three tenor, and I guess I'm a tenor. I don't know what I am.
If there was any way that we could make it where it was happening to both of us at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And we could
do a duet.
Oh, no. That would be fantastic.
No, I don't know what it is. Maybe environmental.
Yeah.
But this week is exciting.
Yeah. Because I can tell that you're trying to make it where it's not so deep. Because a minute ago when we were talking before we started recording, it was much deeper.
Oh, I can go a lot deeper. Yeah. I'm like a 3-octave range today.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm excited about this week because I've always wanted to do this. You know, we've been doing, 500?
Well, we're...
Almost 500.
Well, since we joined PsychReg the beginning of last year, mm-hmm. we've done 400. This is number 475.
Right. I knew we're approaching 500, and mm-hmm. and I've always wanted to do this. You know, there are these announcements that come out. You know, conferences or breakthroughs or research report their researchers report their results, and there are always these new things that are appearing. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be really interesting if we could sort of take some of these new findings or new discoveries or new reports. And so that's what we're doing this week.
Fine. Yeah.
So this will be kind of a fun week, I think.
It will be. And it's all, and it's interesting that you mentioned a couple of those things because, of course, this week is our final week here in the States before our trip to the Philippines. We are traveling 1 week from today, from the day that this podcast airs. We are leaving on July 30th to go to the Philippines to present at the International Conference of Psychology, Counseling, and Education.
Which is halfway around the world.
It is.
The world becomes very large when mm-hmm. you have to go there.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to be on a plane for the rest of our lives. It feels, no, it's like a 15-hour flight.
Well, we fly from Tampa to New York.
Which is enough for me, by the way. I mean, that's plenty of flying for me.
And then we're going to fly from New York across the continental United States up close to Alaska.
We're going to be brushing the southern border of Alaska.
And then over the Pacific, the northern part of the Pacific, to Taiwan and then finally to Manila.
And as all of you know, the Pacific Ocean is the largest body of water on the planet.
Yeah.
Just ask Magellan.
Yeah, we're just going over the top part of it, though.
No, so then we have to go there. We're going to work. We're going to do some podcasts, some interviews.
We're going to record a few podcasts before we leave for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. But we're hoping to be able, well, we are going to be able to interview a bunch of the presenters who are from all over the world. Mm-hmm. We're going to interview some different presenters. We're going to have a chance to actually be on the news.
That's right. We're going to be interviewed by their news. Yeah.
We're going to get that recording, mm-hmm. hopefully, to be able to post that as a podcast. Right. And so we're probably going to have a couple weeks worth of podcasts that we're going to record over the 3 or 4 days that we're there.
Other people will go to the Philippines and see the country. We're going to go there and work.
We are.
Thank you.
Why not?
It's a nice working vacation, right?
Well,
and it is the rainy season, so we'll probably have to stay inside.
So we'll probably be stuck in there. Hotel.
We're excited about the trip. Everybody tells us the Philippines is a wonderful place to be. So we're looking forward to that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit of a tangent, but if you happen to be in the Philippines next week, then please come to the
join us for
to
lunch.
The conference. And yes, join us for lunch. Come and see us. It will be at New Era University. That's where the conference will be, and it's the first full weekend of August. So.
And this was exciting. Arranged by our colleagues at PsychReg.
At PsychReg,
yeah. We mentioned them earlier, where our podcasts go in the United Kingdom. So we're excited about the possibility.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now on to today's topic.
Right.
We are going to talk a little bit about a news report mm-hmm. that came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in regards to suicide.
Right. And it follows on the heels of the two celebrities, we're talking about things in the news, several weeks ago, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, mm-hmm. sadly, both took their own lives. And this created some media sensation. Mm-hmm. And at about the same time, coincidentally, the Center for Disease Control released a new report on suicide. And the reason for the what prompted the report, besides the two suicides, is to the CDC wanted us to know that suicide rates are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the purpose of the report.
Right.
Okay. But embedded in the report was a single line about, and I don't want to be careful about how I say this.
Right.
There was a mention in there that suicide and suicide prevention is more than just a mental health issue.
Right.
Okay. Which is legitimate.
Right.
Okay. Well, when reporters got a hold of this report, they focused on that single line.
Right.
And in fact, one of the media outlets emphasized that suicide is more than mental illness. Now, there have been years and years of research that suggests that 90% of people who commit suicide have some sort of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
This made it seem, this by taking this one sentence out of the report, made it look like we were reestablishing and redefining this whole thing. Somehow we were changing this notion that 90% of people who commit suicide have a mental illness.
Right. Yeah. So we're gonna pull apart this a little bit because as you drink your tea, because we have the article that we're pulling from is co-authored by by two mental health professionals, a public health specialist and a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote this together because they wanted to address some of the issues that the popular media have pulled from the CDC report and sort of expanded from the CDC report. The article that they wrote is really well written. It's a longer report. But they kind of go into a lot of detail as it relates to some of this. But we have a couple of points that we want to make sure that we highlight.
Right, because what this report does, and it's interesting that one is a public health person and the other is a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And so the psychiatrist obviously saying, be careful, don't misinterpret these findings. It is true that 90% of people, and that remains true, that 90%. But the other issue is this, the CDC and other professionals are correct in saying that suicide is a public health issue, okay, and that we should begin to utilize public health solutions for suicide prevention, okay, and that's a step in the right direction, clearly.
Yeah, because, and so this is the first main big point, and that is that we have a tendency and I'm going to figure out how I'm going to say this the right way. We have a tendency to sort of pigeonhole particular issues when they're brought up.
Right.
And so when we think of something as a mental health issue, for example, we tend to think, well, that's just for those people with mental health issues.
Right.
Or we think, you know, there was a great... I think it was a TED Talk that I listened to just within the last couple of weeks, or maybe it was a podcast. And they were saying that, you know, anytime we talk about gender issues, it's almost automatically assumed to be about women. If anytime we talk about, you know, sexuality, it's almost automatically assumed to be related to alternative sexuality, non-heterosexual, so homosexual or transgender, and any of those kinds of things related to any of that,
mm-hmm.
and And so we go down this list. Anytime we talk about racial issues, it's right. automatically assumed that we're talking about minorities. And
right. yeah.
And it's this assumption that we don't, that the majority doesn't have mm-hmm. any issues.
Right. That's right.
That when there's issues, it has to do with more minority groups.
Right.
And it's the same thing when we talk about quote-unquote mental health issues. Mm-hmm. We assume that it's only related to the minority of individuals who right. suffer and struggle with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. But what the CDC is saying here, and what we need to continue to say here, is that it is much more than just an issue for the minority of individuals with mental
right.
health issues.
Correct.
Most of you, every one of you, knows someone with a mental health issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So a person with a mental health issue is going to, you're going to have some, there's going to be some influence in your life mm-hmm. By someone who has a mental health issue, either yourself or someone you love.
Right, right.
And so we have to bear that in mind
right.
as we're thinking about these issues.
That's right. It's broader than that, mm-hmm. but yet we don't want to misinterpret, in explaining that, we don't want to misinterpret
right.
the data.
Right.
And this is a classic example. What I like about this this article, it's a classic example of not only misinterpretation mm-hmm. of what was intended, but an oversimplification
right.
of what was intended. And we see this all the time, especially with scientific findings. Scientific mm-hmm. findings are not simple,
right.
okay? This is complex, it's usually complex research.
Right.
And if it's well done, it's usually over time, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. But these are very complex issues. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about climate control or cancer research or right. cardiovascular disease. These scientific issues, psychological, scientific, mm-hmm. technological issues are always complex, and we have to be very careful. Most of us are not scientists,
right.
But scientists are producing worthwhile information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to be careful, and I think the media has to be especially careful right. in how they present these results.
Yeah.
None of these issues are simple,
right.
okay? And so, but we have an obligation not to misinterpret and not to oversimplify the findings,
right.
okay? And we see this playing out in too many arenas right now, that
right.
people are discussing alternative facts, or, well, you can prove anything with statistics, and mm-hmm. you cast mm-hmm. doubt on
right.
all findings. And I think that's a dangerous precedent
Absolutely.
That we should avoid.
Yeah.
What the problem they define in this particular case, in the CDC report on suicide, is the source of the data.
Right.
In other words, if you set out to decide why people commit suicide, that's what we're interested in.
Right.
What is it called? Why are people committing suicide? You go to certain sources of data.
Right.
Okay, so where would you go? Well, one is police reports
mm-hmm.
because they would be called. A second is death certificates,
right.
and they are called. And the third is coroner's reports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have death certificates, coroner's reports, and police reports.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, when these reports are filled out, they're not doing them as research studies.
Right.
They're just cause of death, okay? Cause of death was, in years ago, you'd have cause of death was natural causes,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
Well, natural causes because you bled to death after you were stabbed in the neck, you know?
Right.
And so it's sometimes confusing.
Right.
So the problem here is the source of the data. And frequently, whether a person had a mental illness or not is not noted
right.
on the death certificates.
Right.
Why would you?
Right.
Okay. And so you're taking the data you have,
mm-hmm.
but be very careful about how you
right.
use those data because it may be incomplete.
Absolutely.
And that was the problem in this report,
right.
is that not the coroner's report, the death certificate, and the police report frequently don't state
right.
that there's a mental illness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another complicating factor with these data are, you know, this is a type of survey data, right? So it's surveying the records, and it's surveying perhaps even, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they really went over and above, they would, you know, contact family members of individuals who
That's right.
Maybe have taken their life to find out some additional information.
If there are family members available.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You know, and if it's that kind of study, because
right.
you know, the CDC doesn't always have the resources to do that kind of study.
Exactly.
And so it would
mm-hmm.
have to pull from other studies to, you mm-hmm. know, that maybe had the resources to do so. But the issue is that we also know that there are many people, many, many people, who struggle and suffer from mental health issues that never receive a diagnosis, never receive treatment, never see anyone related to mental health issues.
And we all know men are notoriously bad seeking mental health services. Right. So you may have a mental health, you may meet criteria for a diagnosis, but nobody would know it because you've never sought treatment.
Right.
How would we know unless we have some record of it
or
unless somebody told us?
Right.
You know, that, well, I think my uncle had some sort of problem. But there are many people who don't get treatment for a mental illness. They wouldn't be counted in the study.
Exactly. So again, when we say, or when the report says, you know, it is more than a mental health issue, we have to remember that one part of that is because it is more than a mental health issue. It is a public health issue.
Right.
But also that when we look at data to suggest that, you know, X number of people have taken their life but didn't have a documented mental health issue, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a mental health issue present.
That's right.
It just means that the person never received treatment or there's no documentation of it.
Right. And so bottom line here is the 90% figure is probably correct.
Right.
And certainly that was the case with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain,
right.
both of whom had well-documented mental health issues, sadly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And great loss to all of us. But be careful about interpreting and misinterpreting scientific data.
Watch those headlines when you see them out there.
That absolutely.
Don't take it as fact. I mean, make sure you're looking into it.
And reporters have an obligation to be accurate.
Right.
But they also have an obligation to sell paper. They don't have the scientific obligation
that
the researcher has.
Right. Okay. And they don't necessarily have the scientific awareness and knowledge.
Right. So it's not meant to cast dispersions or to speak negatively of anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that is it then for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening, have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.